This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. And not long ago, within the last half an hour, President Bush finished a live news conference in Washington, D.C., talking about Iraq, talking about troop deployments in Iraq. Let's listen to a bit of it.
We owe our thanks to all those who wear the uniform and their families who support them in their vital work. And the best way to honor them is to support their mission. Bring them home with victory.
President Bush announced that beginning this week, troops in Iraq will serve 12-month tours as opposed to 15-month tours. Joining us now for more is the Stephen Lee Myers, a White House correspondent for The New York Times. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
What does this really mean? It really doesn't affect those troops on the ground at the moment, right?
It does not. And in fact, I would point out that this is not a new decision. He announced this back in April, the last time the question of the size of the force and the tours were discussed when General Petraeus came back, the American commander, and briefed Congress. Effectively, it takes effect tomorrow. So any additional troops that go there now will only serve 12 months. They had increased that tour to 15 months over the last year and a half.
And interesting timing. Was this an expected news conference? It's unusual to see the president out there at 8 o'clock Eastern time in the morning.
Yeah, it's a little early. I would point out also, it wasn't a news conference. They last night announced that they were going to make this statement today. I think there are a couple reasons for it. He did want to highlight this change in policy, this reduction, which is something that's very popular, obviously, with the service members and their families. And it's also a chance, I think, for him to talk a little bit about the, you know, the reductions in violence that have taken place in Iraq. I mean, he's wary of going too far and declaring the war over. He's been stung by that before. But there is a growing optimism among a lot of people, both in Iraq and here, that the situation has turned around. And almost as significant as the reduction in tours, he's talking now for the first time, or at least as clearly as he ever has, about bringing more troops home.
And this comes at a time, though, where obviously he had also hoped today to be able to talk about a long-term agreement with Iraq, one that would have already been signed. But that's not the case, is it? It's been some tough negotiation between the Iraqi government and the U.S. government in the past couple of weeks.
That's right. And the United States has, in fact, made some significant concessions. I mean, you now have the president talking about a general time horizon, which everyone else calls, you know, a timetable for withdrawing troops, which is a significant concession on their part. They are close to getting that agreement. Today was the deadline for that. I think that was another reason why he spoke today. And they haven't quite reached an agreement, but I think you can expect to see that in the next couple of days.
Stephen Lee Myers, many thanks to you.
Thank you.
Stephen Lee Myers, White House correspondent for The New York Times.
That it's interesting that the principal timing issue is the deadline, the sort of voluntary deadline at the end of July for this agreement on U.S.
Because it doesn't
troops.
Run out until the end of the
That's
year.
That's right. I mean, they actually have till the end of the year, but they set this deadline, and it sounds like what Stephen is saying, that they're very, very close. And I think, you know, that's indications we've been getting as well.
And we'll continue to follow it as we have been from many different perspectives as the U.S. and Iraq moves into the fifth year, going into the sixth year.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.